USA News, I'm Richard Johnson. But for the practices of the Minneapolis Police Department,
George Floyd should be alive today.
Attorney General Merrick Garland on the findings of the Justice Department 2 years after Floyd died at the hands of a Minneapolis police officer. Garland says, among other things, Justice found the police department to be
using excessive force, unlawfully discriminating against Black and Native American people in enforcement activities, violating the rights of people engaged in protected speech, and discriminating against people with behavioral disabilities and responding to them when responding to them in crisis.
Garland says the Justice Department and the city of Minneapolis are working on a consent decree to fix the issues going forward. Guilty on all counts, the verdict in Pittsburgh for the man accused of opening fire at the Tree of Life Synagogue in 2018, killing 11 people, the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in U.S. history. Gun safety is the subject of President Biden's appearance in Hartford, Connecticut today, the first National Safer Communities Summit. NBA star Ja Morant will miss the first 25 games of the next NBA season, his punishment for a second incident of flashing guns in a social media post. Perryton, Texas is the scene of a rescue and recovery effort after two tornadoes blew through. At least three are dead, dozens hurt. NBC correspondent Sam Brock also talked to people who are now homeless.
The folks who lost their properties in this case, you know, if there's 100 damaged, 50 of them, according to the mayor, were those who are lower incomes where everything they had was in those homes. And now they're trying to reconcile not just having to go through this traumatic event, but trying to find a place to live.
And the big-time heat wave will continue in Texas with feels-like temperatures approaching 115 degrees in Dallas and Houston today. This is USA News.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
As Joe Biden becomes America's 46th president, so much is happening in Washington, and millions of Americans are turning to Newsmax, a news source they can trust. Newsmax is already America's fastest-growing cable news channel, and Newsmax.com is your place for breaking news online. So download the Newsmax app now on your smartphone and start watching Newsmax TV for free. The app has no paywall and gives real news you can trust. Watch great shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stinchfield.
A new survey about the four-day work week and how many of us have one may surprise you.
The job seekers website, resumebuilder.com, polled nearly 1,000 employers and found that 20% already have a four-day work week. Another 41% said they plan to implement it, at least on a trial basis. If the four-day work week ever becomes standard, it would be the biggest change to the nation's work schedule since 1926, when automaker Henry Ford adopted the five-day work week. I'm Michael Kastner.
Downtown Chicago's getting a Vegas-style casino, starting with a starter model.
The Illinois Gaming Board approved a proposal that allows Bally's to continue preparing the old Medina Temple for gaming. But Alderman Brian Hopkins says there are some unresolved issues.
They still haven't addressed the concerns for the community, which primarily revolve around crime, traffic, congestion, parking.
The temporary casino could open this summer. It would operate until a permanent one is built at the site of the former Chicago Tribune printing plant in the River West neighborhood. I'm Perry Williams.
It may not be as popular as the loss-leading dollar-and-a-half hot dog and soda deal, but Costco is adding a new category of fresh food, sushi. The chain store near its corporate headquarters in suburban Seattle will be the first to offer made-in-store sushi. The plan is to roll out the rolls and other items to other cities. I'm Rich Johnson, USA News.
Gentle with the nail trimmers. You mustn't nip the quick.
Short-staffed, Marco needs to fetch some help now.
Poodle has to look like a bear. Scruffy to fluffy.
He needs a groomer that will be the bark of the town.
Please hold. Has anyone groomed a chinchilla before?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.